Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wanted to talk with political strategist Carol Calabrese. And Carol is a frequent voice that you hear on WBEN. Carol, good afternoon, good evening, welcome.
Hi, good from you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. There's a lot going on. A lot of stuff broke late this afternoon, Carol. And my question to you is, do you think this is truly over?
Oh, no. I don't think the Democrats will let it be over. And Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House committee, has already said that if there's no collusion and no indictments, he's going to call Mueller in front of his committee to testify. And they're just going to try to ride this thing through the next election, even though, you know, the air is getting thinner and thinner around this idea that somehow Donald Trump, you know, worked with the Russians to win his election. But in many ways, they've succeeded, because if you look at the polls, Brenda, about 51% of Americans and 67% of Democrats believe that the Russians not only interfered with our elections, but actually got into the voting booths and voting machines themselves and altered the tally. I mean, as ridiculous as that is, 67% of registered Democrats believe that. So in one way, their campaign has been successful in planting that seed in folks' heads.
You know, Carol, it's interesting because I never thought I'd hear Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump agree on anything, but both of them have been quoted as saying, let it all come out, meaning the details of the report. How much do you think will actually be divulged over the next few weeks?
I don't know. I know what I think. I'd like to see the whole thing come out with one condition. I think the fair thing for the Attorney General to do would be to give the report this weekend to the Trump legal team and give them a week to write their response to it, point by point, whatever. And then in a week, when that period is over, release both documents, release the full Mueller report and release the full response by the Trump legal team, so the American people can read point, counterpoint, and make their own decision.
You know, that's probably a reasonable assumption and a reasonable plan, because at this point, both Bill Barr and Rod Rosenstein have seen the report, according to a senior Department of Justice official. After this news broke, Carol, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweeted that the next steps are to Attorney General Barr and that they look forward to the process taking its course. The White House has not received or been briefed on the special counsel's report. What do you think Donald Trump will do this weekend? I can't imagine that he will be tweet-free.
No, he won't be tweet-free, but I think he'll go about his business as usual. He's probably got lots of appearances and official business to do. And if I were him, if I were advising him, I'd say, go about your business as usual. Act like nothing has happened, and see what comes of this. Let his legal team, if the Attorney General shares the report with the team, let them have at it and write their review of it and their response to it, and then release it. Now, the president has come out very clearly that it ought to come out. The whole thing ought to come out. And I think it's almost a necessity at this point. I can't imagine, having gone through almost 2 years and over $50 million of taxpayers' money with this investigation by Mueller, that the attorney general could get away politically with not releasing it. I think the pressure would be so intense.
Yes, you're so right, Carol. That's a great point, because I don't think people realize the amount of money that's been expended with this report. The numbers are really staggering.
Oh, yeah, and it's so much turmoil that it's caused in our political environment, in our political climate. It's been a very, very difficult 2 years of charges and countercharges, and it's just been a tough time, and I really think you kind of got the feeling a couple of weeks ago when it began to leak out from Democrats that maybe there's not going to be any collusion, and maybe there's not going to be anything with Russia, and maybe we ought to start looking at his tax returns. I think that was a big clue that this could be very underwhelming when it all comes out. But that doesn't mean it's going to go away. There's still, if you're a Democrat, there's still political hay to be made in their minds of keep churning this thing as long as possible and as close to the next election as possible.
I know you've been on in the past, Carol, many times here on WBEN, and Michael Caputo, who fills in often and is a contributor as well, called this whole circumstance collusion delusion. Do you agree with that assessment?
Oh, no question. Just read the book Shattered, which was the book that came out right after the 2016 election. It was written by two reporters who were very friendly to the Clinton campaign, who were given unlimited access to the campaign and the inner workings of the campaign. They originally picked that title, Shattered, in reference to shattering the glass ceiling with the election of the first female president. They kept the title, meaning shattering of her dreams. But in that book, they covered a meeting where John Podesta and other top Democrats in the Clinton campaign, after the election and after their defeat, talked about churning up the whole Russia thing as a way of excusing or making an excuse for the Clinton campaign loss. That's right in that book, and it's there for anybody to read. That this whole thing was concocted, and it was concocted from that dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for. Remember the trail here. Follow the money. The Clinton campaign laundered campaign money through a law firm who then went out and hired Christopher Steele, former FBI and British spy, who then hired Russian agents to put together this phony dossier. The dossier was then used to get a FISA court of warrants to spy on Americans, to implant a spy in the Trump campaign, and then what followed was everything we see now with the Mueller investigation and this constant theme of Russian interference and collusion. This whole thing was predicated on what I believe will go down in history as one of the dirtiest political tricks ever propagated in American politics.
Carol, it sounds like a bad episode of The Americans on FX. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, no, you can't make this stuff up. It's life imitating art, unfortunately.
Indeed. A couple other questions for you. I thought the president really embarrassed himself with the John McCain funeral comments earlier this week. Do you think with this continuous 24/7 news cycle that will knock that off the headlines and now the focus will really be on this probe and what appears to be, the lack of indictment and anything really problematic for Trump?
Yeah. We move now with hyper warp speed from one news cycle to another. Things don't stay on the front page and in the public mind very long before it's replaced with something else. This is going to suck all the oxygen out of the room.
Right.
Anything he said about McCain. And by the way, I do agree with you. I've expressed this on WBN many times. What really frustrates me about Trump is how undisciplined he is when it comes to sticking to his message. On a day when he goes to Ohio to talk about how manufacturing jobs have reached an all-time historical high, and a day when Ford announces its second $1 billion, with a B, investment in new auto production plants in Michigan. On that day when he should have been talking about those things, he's fighting with a dead man. It drives me nuts, the undiscipline. And if it wasn't for that type of activity, he'd be over 50% approval now.
Carl, it's almost as if he can't help himself. He can't stop himself.
He cannot. No.
I don't understand where this lack of discipline stems from in this man, where he's gotten to this point in the world, quite frankly, and in his life, and yet he continues to blunder and put his foot in his mouth in such a big way and in such an ungracious and horrible way, a crude way, as he did this past week about John McCain.
Yeah, and it's the quality that Republicans like most about Donald Trump is both a blessing and a curse. What they like about him is that he fights. He doesn't cower. He doesn't back down to the media, the liberal establishment, Democrats. You punch him, he punches back twice. But it's also a curse because he can't control it and he can't focus it. It's same with his tweets. I have no problem with him tweeting to reach people. He's got, tens of millions of followers on his tweets. That's a great way to communicate. But what do you communicate using that tool? It's a great way to get your message out. It's also a great way to divert people's attention from what your message should be and to step on things that you shouldn't be stepping on. And it's just total undiscipline. And it just, like I say, it drives me nuts because if he was disciplined on message, his popularity would be well over 50% given the state of the economy.
And we'd probably have far fewer talk shows focusing on Donald Trump. Carol, one last question for you. What do you make of the security clearance issue to Jared Kushner? Where do you think that'll go?
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think it's all, you know, it's chaff in the wind. It's just, it's another issue. It's one of those things that's, you know, just kind of manufactured. And it, you know, gets the headlines for a few days, and then we move on to other things.
Mm-hmm. Much like we said before about the 24/7 news cycle. Well, this problem or this issue for Donald Trump, I'm sure, will continue to be in the glare of the spotlight over the next few days. And Carol, on a Friday night in particular, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this evening. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.